This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's head back to the phones here in just a second. Coming up, remember we talked a while back about that social credit system in China.
Yep.
Well, apparently there's an update on how that's actually working out. And
like gangbusters, I bet.
Oh, it's working like something, and if you said badly, then you are probably correct. Let's head back to the phones where we go back to CJ calling in from an undisclosed location. CJ, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thought.
Yeah, thanks. So many of the people that have passed through that broadcast room have said how Gary Johnson in 2016 was not a good candidate. So if you guys think that Gary Johnson was not a good candidate, I'm telling you, Arvin Vora is going to be way worse. Let me just explain.
I don't think anybody in this studio said that they thought that he would be a good candidate.
Okay, good. Yeah.
That was a caller that suggested that he wanted to see Arvin get the nomination, and nobody in the studio agreed with him.
Only two out of three of the people in the studio are following the Libertarian Party at all.
Oh, okay. Was that Stefan? Was that the last follower? Is that who that was?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, look, Stefan, don't kid yourself. This guy's not good. Listen, let me just give you the reality of how this is going to play out. If Arvin Vora becomes the Libertarian presidential candidate, then this stuff he said about 14-year-olds is going to blow up all over the news, and it's going to give the Libertarian Party a terrible reputation. So that's just the realistic way of the way this would play out if that happened. So
and realistically, Arvin's not going to get the nomination. Thank you, CJ, for the call.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Let's head back to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling in from somewhere in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Looks like I hit the wrong button. I hit hold instead of air. All right. Now, Bad Slave, go ahead with your thoughts.
You actually sound better now, too. Good. Thank you. Chris, Heather, and Daryl. Thank you.
Yes. Those are the three people in the studio. And you are Bad Slave.
Right, right.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Now that we've got through with our introductions.
So I was wondering, Heather, if your concern about Arvin Vora stems more from
the fact that he's a creep.
For instance, you know, one of the things that Arvin and I and Ian agree on is that there needs to be a better choice for, emancipation.
That if you're advocating being legally allowed to do stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, if you're advocating
you're a creep and you belong in jail. Are you going to ban yourself for the rest of your, the day?
No.
That's generally what happens when somebody says something that they're not allowed to say.
We've got a double standard going there.
Hold on. Just continue with the thought, Bad Slave.
I'm trying to. So what did you say about changing the rite of passage?
We have laws in this country that protect children from being preyed upon by sick adults that look to manipulate their vulnerability. And I agree with those laws and that we should punish people that break them very harshly.
Okay. All right. Real quickly, Bad Slave, let me ask Heather. Heather, let me ask.
Hold on, Bad Slave. Chris has a question.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Heather a question. Do you feel that people should be punished when they are just accused, or should they be found guilty?
People found guilty of crimes. We have a judicial system. We have due process.
I agree with that. There have been a lot of people that have been...
I agree with the right to face your accuser, the right to a fair trial. I agree with all of that.
Perfect. Thank you.
So you like the government, Heather, to be the arbiter of these things?
I like the government. I think good government is a good thing. I don't think all government is bad, and I think laws that protect children are good. And I think people that break those laws deserve very harsh punishments. Okay, we're not talking about laws like prohibiting setting up a lemonade stand. We're talking about laws that are there to look after, that everybody in a given region agrees to abide by, to protect children, and the people that break those laws
are disturbed individuals. Let me ask another question. The idea of, you know, you were 16 once. It's not that long ago, as a matter of fact, that you were such a young person, and you were also female. And maybe you had boyfriends. Maybe that boyfriend was 18.
A lot of states are 16 with parental consent, because parents can determine at that age and time whether or not their kid is.
I have absolutely no problem with parental consent. What I'm trying to say is that we don't get to that. We're not allowed that, because we have governments interfering, and you think that Cody Wilson should now go under the threat of horrendous punishment
for
Bad Slave? Yep. Yeah, hold on. Let me bring Heather up to speed a little bit. There's something.
Yeah.
There was a company called Defense Distributed, ran by a guy named Cody Wilson, who came up, really was the idea man and the push for 3D printed guns. And just in the last couple of days.
What does that have anything to do with
it? Hold on. I'm getting to it. In the last couple of days, he was charged by the Austin Police Department in Texas. For meeting with a girl that he met online at
SugarDaddyMeet.com, where when signing up, you have to say that you are over the age of 18.
Right. So he meets this girl online, meets her at a hotel, and suddenly the police have all this surveillance of them going in together. I guess some testimony from her, some testimony from her parents, and some information they got from her cell phone or computer records that indicated they were going to meet. What hasn't been made clear. So this guy he met with somebody who
lied.
Possibly. We don't know.
The allegation is that she is 16 years old. Age of consent in Texas is 17.
Right. The issue in this particular case, there's a lot of issues, but
yes, there are.
The question is whether if somebody lies about their age and you meet them based on that.
Well, if they're underage, I think parents should also be held accountable when they're. If their kids online lying about their age, putting someone else at harm's way, that falls on you as a parent. Like,
Cody Wilson has already been added to the state's
The predator list.
The predator list. Yeah. He's already been flagged as a sex offender because of the allegation. He has not had a day in court. No evidence has been made available to him or to his attorneys.
And he did not know that this girl was under the age of consent.
I don't
know. Has it been released that yet, or are you just assuming that, Daryl?
He was in Taiwan at the time, and evidently he is still somewhere overseas.
Correct. He,
when they went to serve
the
war.
I don't know the details, so I really can't comment on that.
Right.
Like,
bad slave, thank you for
I see, like, if it turns out that like it was the child that was being fraudulent or whatever, I think the parents should bear some type of liability for that, because it's your job as a parent to like make sure your child it's not like being, you know, a nuisance
right.
to the community or trying to ruin somebody's life
your
to that degree.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. And before we get back to the calls, want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com because they want you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, BTC, and they recently integrated Bitcoin Cash, BCH, so that you can fund your account that way. You may be aware that they previously had Shapeshift integration. They actually got rid of that, and they're allowing people to directly deposit Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash BCH. And what can you do at Save at Purse? Well, you can save between 5 to 33% on things that you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveAtPurse.com. You add items to your cart, you fund your account, you select your discount, and you save. SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse, all one word. It's not an email address. SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know that when you drive here in New Mexico and Albuquerque, you have to...
I've never driven in Albuquerque, Sarah.
Well, you know what? If you do, look both ways on a one-way street because they'll be going both ways.
I do that everywhere in America.
Well, it's especially true, but what's funny is that they're actually going to turn that one-way street into a two-car lane street, which is kind of peculiar because they're already doing two ways on the one-way street.
Okay.
So
Hold on.
So
they're turning a one-way street into a two-way street, but people are driving both ways on the one-way street before it's a two-way street?
Well, that's how they drive here. I was told that when you go into a one-way street, look both ways because there'll be drivers going both ways anyways.
Well,
you know, because the drivers are here, they just break all the traffic laws. Like I found them.
All of them.
Stop signs.
All drivers break all the laws?
Well, you know, I used to live near a four-way stop sign, and I found a stop sign. Well, they had two car wrecks, like 2 o'clock in the morning. I heard of two booms in the last, 6 years.
Right.
And they actually, they don't want a stop sign there. They just break it off, and they just stick it on the road. They stuck one in front of my bush.
Who stuck the stop sign in your bush?
It's interesting because the only reason we're laughing is because we've been discussing words you cannot say on radio, and that just came out kind of awkward.
So, hold on, Sarah, who put the stop sign in the bushes? Was it the DOT? Was it just some random driver? You think a random driver did it? Like, I'm really confused here. And if it's one-way streets, why is there a four-way stop sign on one-way streets?
Well, they want to turn this one-way street into a two-car lane because they're speeding. They're supposed to do, 30 miles per hour.
Okay.
None of this is making any sense.
Quiet, Daryl. We're almost getting to the bottom of this. I can feel it. Within the next 3 to 4 hours, we're going to figure this out.
I'm still trying to figure out if it's a one-way street, and you say people are speeding, so therefore we're going to turn it into a two-way street. Are they widening the street?
No, they're
going to
make another lane. You didn't actually say it was going into a two-way street. You said they were adding a lane. Does that mean that there'll now be two lanes going one way?
Well, there's one car lane going one way, the other one car going the other way. Now
it's going to be a two-way.
Yeah. Okay, so they are turning it into a two-way street.
Right, so are they removing a sidewalk to add a lane? I'm trying to figure out, because generally the one-way streets around here are narrow, and the reason they're one-way is because it's not wide enough for traffic to go both ways.
That's pretty much it.
But right now, there's three car lanes going one way, and they drive like they're on a freeway. And they have the demolished side of the homes with the kids' bedroom in it, and they just go hog wild crazy if there's three car lanes going one way.
I've never been anywhere that had a one-way. Never been anywhere that had a one-way road with three lanes in it.
I've been places where it's like a divided road with three going each way. And if you think, and Sarah, thank you for the very confusing call.
I just got to rent a car and go to Albuquerque to see this wonder of engineering. I imagine it just must be like the gods grabbed a handful of spaghetti in each hand and threw it on the ground, and then they traced it, and they traced around Sarah's house, and that's what the roads are like out there, with dead pedestrians everywhere.
Have you ever done a Google search for house in middle of street China?
No.
There are houses, because this is how wonderful they centrally plan things in China.
Right.
There are roads where they're like, oh, we want the road to go here. Oh, there's a house? Let's just build the road around it. And there are houses literally in the middle of streets. There's one spot where they were building, I think it was like a 5 or 6 lane road, and they forgot that an apartment building goes out further than all of the other buildings, and then the road just ends for like 2 or 3 of the lanes, and then it picks up on the other side.
Yeah, there's tons and tons of examples of this, and usually it has to do with the government tries to take something through eminent domain, and then the landowner fights it, and it either ties it up for a long period of time. But those things are kind of around the country, and even in the United States. I mean, there's some examples of homes that have just resisted the need.
The house that's referred to as the Up House, because there was the movie made about it, the cartoon movie, where the guy didn't want to sell the house because of a shopping mall or something. And they built the shopping mall around this house.
Right. Interesting.
And there's storefront, 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 house, storefront, storefront. It's very, very strange. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Nathan calling in from New Mexico, listening to us on KABQ 1350. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how are you? I'm cracking up because I'm from Albuquerque, too, and she's completely right. There is a street. 5th and 6th Street is 3 lanes, one way. And that's how it is.
And people drive both ways on the one-way street?
Well, no. So 5th Street is one way and 6th Street is one way. But each street is 3 lanes.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, she said that people drive both ways on these one-way streets. Is that accurate?
Yeah, drunk people do.
Okay.
That'll happen anywhere.
Yeah, she always calls in with a touch of truthfulness in everything she says.
Oh, I've heard
people are in New Mexico.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's hilarious. And you guys are getting you guys get me off topic, because the other thing about the house is built somewhere and they won't sell, so there's in the middle of the Hispanic Cultural Center downtown.
Right.
There is a house just in the middle of this giant public complex. It's like giant complex building, tiny little farmhouse.
Hold your thoughts.
Yeah.
We'll be back in moments with you and your thoughts. 855 450 free.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com, vercelmedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault told the Senate Judiciary Committee via email that she would be prepared to testify next week if certain conditions were met. Congressman Trey Gowdy talks about the role the FBI should have in this case.
The FBI does not have jurisdiction over state sex assault claims. If they want to locate witnesses, if there are witnesses that know whether or not this happened, I'm all for it, and I'm all for them being compelled to come testify. But the FBI does not have jurisdiction over a state sex assault claim, and Judge Kavanaugh does not have the burden of proving his innocence. He has said he was not present. The last time I checked, the government has the burden of proof in a criminal case.
And according to Forbes, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise at $5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about something that libertarians of all persuasions have wanted for a long time. I remember back at least a decade ago hearing people ask the question of, where can I find a directory of businesses run by libertarians? And people have tried compiling these, and none of them have really taken off. But I think that this one, you know, it's been around for little over a year in its newest phase and seems to be going good, and that is Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect that allows you to connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Chris, I know you've got at least one listing on Liberty.menu, and then there's the newest venture that you just launched.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today, Daryl, because I get a certain number of listings for the very modest amount I pay Liberty.menu. We're going to do one for Bitcoin Embassy of New Hampshire. So I'll have a second presence on there. That's going to be really cool.
And then don't forget, since you're offering various classes, you can list the classes there as well. Because it's not just businesses, it's also events and more. And if you're a Free Talk Live listener, which if you're hearing my voice. That means you are. Use code FTL when you sign up for an account at liberty.menu, and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu, code FTL, gets you a Free Talk Live listener badge. Let's go back to Nathan calling in from New Mexico, actually calling in from Albuquerque, listening to KABQ 1350. Nathan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how are you? So I had a question. So first of all, it's kind of awesome. I started listening to your show a couple months ago, and I had no clue that I had the same beliefs as you guys. I didn't know I was a libertarian. Even since high school and college, I was like, who are these C students with guns and billy clubs that make me do things I don't want to do? I've always thought that, and I had no idea that this was what I always heard libertarians, you know, against abortion and blah, blah, blah. I didn't really know the truth about it until I started listening to your show.
Nice. Excellent.
And I've actually, I live in Albuquerque. Albuquerque's great, but I've been scouring the country for a while trying to find a place to live, you know, with good jobs and so on and so forth. I have a family and everything. What are the logistics like of moving to New Hampshire? How's the job market? How's the cost of living? Because you guys are always talking about move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's a haven for libertarians. But what's the reality like of moving there?
So a couple things. I moved from Pennsylvania, but I'll just give you a couple of the things that I noticed. The cost of living in general in New England is higher than a lot of other areas around the country. So, like, if you come from the South you're in New Mexico.
He's in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I'm in Albuquerque.
I really couldn't speak to that. But the cost of living is relatively high. Despite that, our tax burden in New Hampshire is one of the lowest in the country.
Right.
So when we look at the total amount we pay for government, it's relatively low. It doesn't always feel that way because our property taxes, because we don't have a sales tax, and we don't have an income tax, it feels like property taxes are a little bit high. But even with that all considered, we pay a lower footprint.
Right. So depending on what you're paying for rent in various places, you know, a rent or a mortgage, because they wrap property taxes into that.
Sure.
That will be slightly higher. But from what I've found, you know, food seems to be about, you know, the same price.
I'd say little things that it's probably a little bit higher, and I'm just going off the top of my head. There's a lot of websites out there that will let you compare prices of individual items in individual areas, but overall, as far as the job market goes, there's a ton of tech jobs. I don't know what industry you're in, but
I'm a welder and an educator. I just started actually teaching welding at a local high school here, so I can go either way. And the teaching aspect of it hasn't been great for pay, but as far as like welding and everything, it's a decent trade to be in. And I know there's probably a lot of work for that out there.
Yeah, I can't imagine that there wouldn't be a lot of work. There's always projects going on and
I'm guessing if you know how to weld, it's probably not that difficult to learn how to, you know, do like CNC machine, and like there are, you know, factory job sorts of things.
Well, there are, but there is a fair amount of development and construction. The other thing is, compared to Western states, which are very large, like if you're in the Albuquerque area, you probably work in the Albuquerque area, but here you could be driving, you know, an hour and a half and be working in Boston.
Right.
You know, and that's a completely different market with completely different wages, or a few hours and you're in Connecticut, or you're in Maine, or you're in Vermont. So.
Right, and it's not quite 2 hours from where we are in southwest New Hampshire, all the way across Vermont, almost to Albany, New York.
Yeah. So
that's kind of cool. That's really awesome. I want to be by
the
other.
You can learn more. If you go to move.freekeen.com, there's a lot of info about the Keene area, Keene being where we're broadcasting from. Of course, there are other parts of the state that you can wind up moving to, and go to the 101 Reasons film that has 101 reasons why you might want to consider moving to New Hampshire.
That sounds amazing. And we got to get that 1% of libertarians to move there. That'd be pretty great.
Yeah. Any further thoughts there, Nathan?
No, that was it. I appreciate it, and I'm going to keep listening to you guys every single night. I drive for Uber Eats at night, so I'm listening to you guys all night long.
Excellent. Nathan, thank you for the call. Your calls
Thanks.
And thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. So, Chris, do you have that China story pulled up? If not, I do.
I do not.
All right, so let's get into it about the Chinese, what was that thing, the social credit system, where there's the update on the social credit system story coming from ABC, the Australian ABC, not ABC in the U.S. China is building a digital dictatorship to exert control over its 1.4 billion citizens. For some, the so-called social credit system will bring privileges. For others, punishment. Den Dun Fan is very much the modern Chinese woman. A marketing professional, she is diligent and prosperous. In many ways, she is the model Chinese citizen. But she is being watched 24 hours a day. A vast network of 200 million CCTV cameras across China ensures there's no dark corner in which to hide. Every step she takes, every one of her actions, big or small, even when she thinks she can be tracked and judged, or rather, even what she thinks can be tracked and judged, and she's just fine with it. What may sound like a dystopian vision of the future is already happening in China, and it's making and breaking lives. The Communist Party calls it social credit and says it will be fully operational by 2020. Within years, an official party outline claims it will allow the trustworthy to roam freely under the heaven while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step.
Okay, just imagine that, if you will, for a second. Let's say you went through this experience. I've heard some people have gone through, what's it called? Adolescence. It's when you do stupid things.
Yes.
You screw up, and what you're faced with is, under a social credit system, not being able to be free, not to be able to do things that every other citizen can do because you screwed up. I don't know if they weigh adolescent decisions into their decision making or what.
They probably do. There's more from this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines. You can find those on the Discord. You can find the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get back to the Chinese social credit story here in just a moment. But want to tell you what I'm going to be doing in just over 6 weeks. We're down to 44 days and some hours before the start of the New York City Marathon. I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. On August 24th, 1992 is when the Innocence Project was founded by Barry Scheck and Peter Neufeld, and what they thought was maybe a couple hundred cases across the country of people that were wrongly convicted where there was DNA evidence showing that they were innocent has turned into thousands of cases and a clear sign that the system needs repair. At the time, no one imagined that their vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system just 26 years later. Since that day in August, the Innocence Project has helped free 208 people who have been wrongly convicted, and the global network of Innocence Project organizations have helped free even more. We've actually got Wrongful Conviction Day coming up on October 2nd. I've currently raised $4,500 for the Innocence Project. I want to raise $5,000 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. So jumping back into the story here from ABC, which is actually the Australian ABC, not the ABC that you're aware of in the U.S. They've got the story about the social credit system, talking about one particular woman who they say is the ideal Chinese citizen, Dan Dan Fan. She is being tracked along with other people in China by 200 million CCTV cameras across the country that ensure that every action, big and small, can be tracked and judged, and, well, oftentimes they can extrapolate what you're thinking. The Chinese Communist Party calls it social credit and says it will be fully operational by 2020, and official party outline claims, quote, it will allow the trustworthy to roam freely under heaven while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. Social credit is like a personal scorecard for each of China's 1.4 billion citizens. In one pilot program already in place, each citizen has been assigned a score out of 800. In other programs, it's 900. Those like Dan Dan with top citizen scores get VIP treatment at hotels and airports, cheap loans, and a fast track to the best universities and jobs. Those at the bottom can be locked out of society and banned from travel or barred from getting credit or a government job. The system will be enforced by the latest in high-tech surveillance systems as China pushes to become the world leader in artificial intelligence. Surveillance cameras will be equipped with facial recognition, body scanning, and geo-tracking to cast a constant gaze on every citizen. Smartphone apps will also be used to collect data and monitor online behavior on a day-to-day basis. Then, big data from more traditional sources like government records, including educational and medical state security assignments, and financial records, will be fed into individual scores. Trial social credit systems are now in various stages of development in at least a dozen cities across China. Several companies are working with the state to nationalize the system, coordinate and configure the technology, and finalize the algorithms that will determine the national citizen score. ABC says it's probably the largest social engineering project ever attempted, a way to control and coerce more than a billion people. If successful, it will be the world's first digital dictatorship. Now, Chris, you've watched Black Mirror.
I have. Every episode.
Does this sound oddly like one of the systems that they had in, say, season 3, episode 1?
I can't remember episodes by season.
So that's the one where people had the smartphone app and every interaction, five star, and then the one woman, she had a bad day, and then, oh, you're on double negative probation, and so every time she got a negative score, it just, like, doubled.
Yeah.
And she was no longer allowed on the airplane. She couldn't rent the car.
But this is an idea that I swear it's going to be seen in we're sort of goofing on this. People are going, well, you know, it's China, and they're communist, but, you know, this is basically rewarding behavior that the state likes and punishing behavior that it does not like.
Right.
So this is done at various levels. I mean, you can look at Facebook and YouTube and things like that. People have been kicked off that for saying something unpopular. How long before your government starts to say, you know what, you know, maybe we don't want anyone saying things that we don't agree with? And, you know, you've even had our president, Donald Trump, has come along and say things like, you know, maybe if... you know, if news organizations are going to continue to be critical of me, maybe they don't deserve to have licenses
and
things like
we've
that.
We've actually discussed that.
And we have, and it was totally erroneous and everything. But
right, the FCC, one, they don't license NBC, CBS,
I understand.
CNN. Right,
yeah.
You understand, but
there are
a lot of people that they probably don't know this.
Right, but the point being is it likely that government may take that final step? The only thing standing between where we are today and there is the First Amendment. And do you value it? I'm asking you that. Whoever's listening right now, do you value what is supposed to be protected by the First Amendment? If you sit there and go, yeah, I should be able to say whatever I want, I agree with you. Do you support burning a flag? Do you support the KKK, that they have a right to say what they want? Do you support Antifa to say hateful things about your president? Do you support all these things that you just, they drive you nuts, you know? It just gets under your skin. But do you support people's rights to say them? And you can't have it both ways. You have it for you, it goes to everyone. If you're a Christian and you don't agree with Islam, too bad.
you should allow people who worship Muhammad to have the same rights that you do as a Christian. And that's where it gets sticky. That's why democracy is complex, convoluted, and just kind of messy. I realize that we live in a constitutional republic, but democracy is the
China
word that gets...
also has a constitution,
yeah.
Also a republic.
Yeah, and probably has a Bill of Rights.
Probably does.
Probably does.
I've not actually read the Chinese constitution. I have read a good bit of the North Korean constitution.
Yeah, we've discussed that before, but the point being...
Where you supposedly have the right to travel in North Korea.
You do. The point being is if you're going to buy into this idea that government can protect you, can do the things that you want it to do, then our system of government doesn't always jive with that, and you have to play by the rules whether you like them or not, and some of those rules are for your own protection.
The article here continues, when social credit is fully implemented, things you put into your shopping cart could impact your social score. Buying too much alcohol might suggest dependence. Lose a couple of points. But buying a pack of nappies, and I'm not sure what nappies, I don't know if that's napkins.
Again, that would be napkins. From an Australian, because my girlfriend says that word all the time and it drives
excellent.
Me nuts.
They say that might suggest responsibility and gain you a few extra points. The system will be live, so scores will update in real time. Don Don does not object to the prospect of life under the state's all-seeing surveillance network. The 36-year-old social credit, or rather the 36-year-old knows social credit is not a perfect system, but believes it's the best way to manage a complex country with the world's biggest population. She says, quote, "I think people in every country want a stable and safe society. If, as our government says, every corner of public space is installed with cameras, I'll feel safe." And that's what it's really all about, right? The feeling of safety. Not actually being safe, because there's no way that any government can ensure that anybody is safe. And even in the U.S., where they write protect and serve on the side of police cars, various federal courts all the way up to the Supreme Court have ruled that there's no obligation that police actually protect anyone. But it's all about feeling safe.
Right.
We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, as we are every night of the week. And we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.